Forbes Women, it's actually ForbesWomen.com, wrote a very interesting article about complacency for women in careers. And I was reading the article and it talked about complacency will ruin your career. And it said some things I want to share with you. Though the article was written to career women, it's really genderless truth. It applies to ministry, marriage, any aspirational accomplishment that you might have in your life. All of it is true. They gave 5 warning signs of complacency, and I want to share them with you. Number one, you are complacent when you are no longer striving to do your best. In every area. Now, if that stretches you too much, drop some areas. I'd rather have less areas and do more than more areas and do less. In the country, we used to say it like this, you can be a mile wide and an inch deep. So you spread yourself so thin that you're ineffective at everything. If you know you can only handle 3 things, only take on 3 things. Because if you're not, you're complacent when you are, number one, no longer striving to do your best. To bring the best, your best mind, your best self. To really be present where you are. Visionaries have a challenge with this because visionaries always have a tendency to live in where they're going at the expense of where you are. So when you get to where you're going, you have lost where you are. Ooh, that's good. Visionaries, I'm not talking to evil people. I'm talking to good people. Visionaries, you are so consumed with your goal and your vision and your future and what's next that you are negating, starving, underutilizing, unavailable for your now. You can't neglect now and earn next. Number two, you're operating off of an old playbook. You must remain a lifelong learner. What was best 20 years ago is not best now. When I learned to type, we had a typewriter. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. We didn't have a laptop. We had a typewriter. It was a manual typewriter. It made noise. You had to depress every key. If you could type 90 words a minute on an old typewriter, you ought to be doing 150 on a laptop. Because them things, you almost had to crank them and spin it to the end. Come on. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Some of you are living in a laptop world, but you've got a manual typewriter effort. I'm gonna drive home that number two. It's important. I'm not finished with it yet. You need to understand giving somebody what they used to need doesn't work. You have a tendency to have to not really grow. You're not doing anything to grow. It was good 20 years ago. It was enough 20 years ago. Complacency assumes that what was enough is enough. How do I fix that? Ask, seek, knock, read, get magazines, keep enhancing yourself, developing yourself. You cannot be a doctor and not take any more classes once you get your degree. I'm a doctor, I'm through with it. No, I leave them. Cause they'll still be giving you liniment and stuff like that. Come on, you take some liniment for that, you'll be all right. No, liniment, do they still make liniment? You have to keep enhancing yourself, which means you have to be comfortably uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, to be living on the edge where you got to keep assuming that I need to know more, I need to grow, I need to go further. Let me hit number three. You aren't seeking to take advantage of new opportunities. You're not seeking to take advantage of new opportunity. I like to call this remaining in a state of growth and challenge. Just as much as you need rest and no one has to tell you to lay down, you need new challenges to keep you engaged. I shouldn't have to tell you you're tired, you need to go to bed. Nobody has to tell you to go to bed. I shouldn't have to tell you to get up in the morning. I shouldn't have to tell you that you need to keep reading, keep growing, keep learning, keep studying, keep praying, keep worshiping, keep talking to God. You can't wait till Sunday morning to have a worship. You know why it's so hard on y'all to lead people into worship? They wait for Sunday morning to worship God. There are people in this room that haven't worshiped God all week, and there you are supposed to, in 15 or 20 minutes, compensate for a life that hadn't worshiped God all week long. And you up there giving them a grade on the worship service. We came to worship. We didn't come to raise the dead. We didn't come to raise the dead. Just like you have sensitivities inside of you that let you know when you're tired or let you know when you're hungry, you need to sharpen your sensitivity to let you know when you need to learn, grow, enhance, accessorize, develop, come to the next level. Are you with me? Number four, you aren't maintaining or building your contacts and relationships that are the currency of growth. You have no more growth then you have relationships. And I'd like to keep this like it is. Then don't grow and be complacent and take the risk of missing your destiny. You need to keep it fresh. You need to keep it fresh. You need to keep it fresh. You need to be on the cutting edge. You need to walk up on stages that challenge you, that make you nervous. Walk in the rooms where you don't know exactly what to say. You need to walk in the spaces where you have to pray and say, oh God, I'm going in here now, okay? I'm getting ready to make this presentation. If you don't go with me, Lord, I'm not gonna be able to get this done. I need your help, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm out of my element, I'm out of my comfort zone, Lord. Oh God, scare me again, Jesus, here we go. We're walking into this door. Come on, who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody. If all your contacts are old contacts, you don't have no contacts. Relationships are indicators. They are indicators of the currency of growth. All you have is the same old friends you had when you was drinking at the strip club. And those are the only people who you can befriend. It means you haven't changed. You haven't grown. You haven't developed. Your new friends ought to make your old friends uncomfortable. If ain't nobody said to you recently, you think you so much, you ain't growing. See, that's a real compliment. When people walk up to you out of your old life and say, you think you so much, they're really complimenting you. They're saying that you're growing. They're saying that you're entering into another level of life. Stop getting mad at that. That's a compliment. It's a sign that you're growing. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost talking to somebody in this room right now. You know you're not complacent when you walk in the rooms and they're talking about what you used to think was funny and now you think it's silly. You used to think they were fun and now they're boring. You can laugh for a few minutes and then you want to go. When you get through talking about old times, you don't have nothing to talk about because everything that's on your head is not on their mind. That is a sign you are growing to the next level. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You're not supposed to get along with everybody. Everybody's not supposed to like you. Stop dumbing down who you are so you can fit in with where you left. I'm gonna break it down till you get it. Give me number five, I'm gonna come on through this. Number five, you don't risk sharing your opinion or ideas. These people drive me crazy. Whatever you say, they agree with it. They never add nothing to the conversation. They won't risk being wrong, so they just parakeet your ideas. They don't risk sharing your opinion or your ideas as a sign that you are complacent. Fear has got you locked in. Have an opinion. Even if they don't do it, have an opinion. Open your mouth and speak it. You wait on others to be assertive while you just go along to get along. Without taking the risk of offering your contribution, whether it is used or not, you will never be able to evaluate whether you are growing or not because you're playing it safe. You're hiding, Adam. Get out from behind them fig leaves and let me see what's really going on here. You're hiding. You're hiding. Your silence is a cover-up because you are afraid to take risks. You cannot be a leader and not take risks. You cannot be a leader and not get on people's nerves. Everybody's not supposed to like you if you're gonna be a frontliner. Stop crying about people hating on you. They're supposed to hate on you. If you're a leader, they are going to hate on you. That's part of the job requirement.